This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama cast his ballot in Chicago yesterday, which means, in addition to getting to vote for himself, he also got to vote on whether or not to grant the city the authority to act as an energy broker for residents. It's called municipal electricity aggregation, as Lauren Chulgin reports from WBEZ in Chicago.
It takes a lot of energy to power Stephen Schwartz's four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom colonial in Chicago's northern suburbs.
It has all the problems that an older house has in terms of, you know, the older windows that aren't terribly well insulated, you know, the uninsulated brick exterior, that kind of thing.
He's always looking for ways to save money, shutting lights off, conserving heat or air conditioning. But nothing's done more for his wallet than the Village of Wilmette's new municipal electricity aggregation program. It cut his electricity rate in half.
What's not to like about that?
Wilmette is one of 248 municipalities in Illinois with the program, and Chicago could soon join them. Under the plan, the city would act like a big box store, using the pricing power of the city's residential and small business utility customers to negotiate cheaper rates. David Collada is executive director of the Citizens Utility Board, an energy watchdog group. He says right now the main power supplier in Chicago, Commonwealth Edison, charges
8.32 cents a kilowatt hour.
Meanwhile, smaller suppliers could offer the city an average rate of
4.83 cents.
ComEd has not come out against the plan. It gets paid to maintain Chicago's power grid, whether it supplies energy or not. But Collada warns the cheap rates of a municipal aggregation program might not last forever.
Just because you're saving now, this isn't a magic bullet, and it may not always work.
He says ComEd's higher prices are set to expire next June, and they're expected to decline after that, maybe even lower than what smaller suppliers could offer. But while Chicago voters mull their options, small energy suppliers are anxiously waiting to see who City Hall might choose to replace ComEd. Dave Fine is VP of State Government Affairs for Constellation Energy.
There could be 900,000 eligible customers for this program. It would be the largest single solicitation of its kind anywhere in the country.
But just like the presidential election, all parties will just have to wait and see what happens on November 6th. In Chicago, I'm Lauren Chulgin for Marketplace.